Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world when I am allowed to. I'm in a quiet season right now, so my secondary part of this show is spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us. His Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on the third day to save us all from eternal damnation. And sometimes I share music with you. Sometimes I share a combination of things with you. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I go with the flow on this show. And I literally was singing this song. You are enough. Just as you are, He'll use your rags, your deep-seated scars. You are enough. Don't change a thing unless it's to please your holy King. He loves who you are and knows intimately, perceives all your thoughts, chooses to care deeply. Tabech wachit, Jehosha niyaw, Taweyang no tepulpu, Abge gerer bishvale nishan, Tabech watch it. Uya gai bien rushi, Trufe shuel shue, Abka pavit raja, Un lubit katote, Ping shen shri. Ganji nisoya rashun fa gei rise dak palke nacho tal hey. You are enough just as you are. He'll use your rags, your deep seated scars. You are enough. Don't change a thing unless it's to please your holy King. He loves who you are and knows intimately, perceives all your thoughts, chooses to care deeply. And as I was singing the second verse in the foreign language, I'll sing a little more to you. Vos eio sufficiente tan sine codo elus aratus trapos sin indeirin tohu maluyara larin. Vos eio sufficiente hana dopa kuchima a menos que sea para complacer sin incutsal curarin el yuma con vos eio curigoso duri ecu ita percibe todos tensamientos divir dali giran me ise char. The Holy Spirit whispered to me the topic of this sermon. It's called Mafia, means family. And honestly, I was like, all right, Lord, are you sure you want me to say that? I have no idea. I have no knowledge other than some movies on the mafia and whatnot. I think my spirit was born in like the roaring 20s. And I used to sing in a jazz choir after college. It helped bring some healing for me when I was raped from a boyfriend that was an Army Ranger. I was invited from my friends father to this Tuesday thing at the NPCC that was on Garfield Street, right down a few hundred feet from where I had slept my sophomore year. And was that my junior year? I think just my sophomore year when I was a college student. They had this little coffee shop that was right on the corner. Oh, I forget the cross street. Anyways, my friend's dad looked after me because my friend was concerned about me because she knew I was experiencing PTSD after being raped. Whew, was I hurting inside. And unfortunately, it's really common. It's really common for women to be raped, for young ladies to be raped, sexually abused. I was a survivor of 4 years of chronic sexual abuse, 4 years in my childhood, from 3 years old to seven. That's what my memory tells me was chronic. And then there was bits and pieces of harassment of different forms of abuse from a family member up until what I remember, 9 years old. So 6 years of being controlled and manipulated by masculinity. And then it happened again in college. And I was supposed to be protected by first responders, and I wasn't, because he had the bro code. And the first responder told me I'd ruin this man's career if I reported him. And the therapist at school told me that the self-harm thoughts, which are caused by PTSD in the white paper research, she said if I shared my true thoughts in order to get the mental health services and support that I needed, that I could be kicked out of school for what a man did to me. I had to define family in a new way for me after I had been abused for so long from my sibling. Luckily, I grew up in the church, but sexual abuse of children is very common everywhere. And if you haven't seen the Sound of Freedom movie, I strongly encourage you to go see it, because that is a movie of many movies that have been made to highlight the truth of what's really going on in the world, the evil in the world. It's nothing new. It's been happening for 1600 years, if not longer. In King David's family, which I am a descendant of King David, I'm in his bloodline. In his family line, he had many wives. He had many concubines. One of the, I think it was grandsons, it was Tamar and Absalom. He raped his sister. She said, please don't do it. Please. It's against our customs in the Jewish culture. He did it anyway, because men do whatever they want and they get away with it in the physical realm. But the Lord above all lords sees all, knows all, and is above all. And in this year that I record this episode, August 2023, whatever the day is, 26th, I think it is, the abduction of children, the sexualizing of children, the harvesting of the organs of children for the rich, and sacrificing and drinking their blood to stay looking younger is the fastest growing dark business in the world. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And in 2018, I started sharing my truth of being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and choosing love, choosing the love of Jesus Christ as best I can, to love my neighbors, to love my enemies, to love my friends, to love my bad bosses and good bosses, and to keep moving forward. I had to define a new definition of family for myself, because I've been disrespected by so many family members and so many men in society. I married a good man last year. He chose to protect me in 2020 when he was assigned to protect me from President Biden's top security man, the president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group. That man committed treason, and everyone on his team immediately committed treason when they signed the contract with the Illuminati. That, in the military code, is instant death. That's what I've been told by people. I've never gone to any law classes. I've never gone to any military schools except for I was a platoon commander my senior year in high school for the NJROTC under Colonel Isel and Petty Officer Edwards. They loved me. They absolutely loved me. I was a super shy, introverted young lady. I loved to perform and sing for thousands of people, but speaking, no way. That was so uncomfortable for me. I've grown so much since my 17-year-old version. I'm 37 year, 20 years later, and I married into the presidential security team. I married my hero of 2020, and they tried, when he asked to retire last year, they tried to kill their top trained assassin after committing treason and tried to cover it up. They didn't think this through. He chose to marry me. He wanted to marry me right away. I made him wait over a year because I wasn't ready. And I didn't want to just marry him just to get protections. No, I believe in love. True love of the Father. And if you make a commitment, an oath till death, do you part? Unless the person fakes their faith and pretends to be a believer in Jesus Christ and the Father. That's my first husband. So he got a divorce because he lied to my dad and to me. And he wasted a lot of my money and my credit score for 7 years. I married a good man last year, and they tried to kill us last year. And we got 52 days till I'm reunited to my husband. I'm believing for that big meeting with all the presidents and the first ladies. People are going to move their schedules around for me because I'm not going to allow for any of these Blackwater people that have committed treason to be killed. I'm going to forgive it all. All the wrongs that have been done to me. And we're going to remove all of the people together that are involved in the sex slavery of children. That is my commitment. Just by choosing love and forgiveness and not allowing these nasty people to get away with it anymore. I'm responsible for 1.56 billion people that have depression in the world, which is majorly caused by abuse in your childhood. We're going to help save a lot of people money. And I'm going to help bring a lot more money along with my husband and the ideas that we bring to the table and our spiritual connection to the Father. That's why they forced us to separate last year. You have to redefine what family means for you. If you are born into a family that doesn't listen to you when you are hurting, when you're in pain. My parents did the best that they could with the circumstances they had, but we didn't have a talking family. The leadership starts at the father. And if fathers are absent, then what? You better get plugged into a church with other males around because you're missing out. If your husband has been falsely arrested, there are many of them that have been falsely arrested around the nation. I got falsely arrested last week. I didn't even know there was a warrant out for my arrest. And for what? My previous employer owes me money, and I asked her for it. Shame on me. I also told her that I suspected her child was being abused. And instead of listening to me, she tried to cover it up. And she finally heard me and admitted in front of her boyfriend that she had moved in after one date. That her second husband's father, she suspected, was grooming her eldest daughter 4 years prior. And yet she didn't provide her own daughter mental health services after that. Didn't believe in any therapy. And ignored me when I told her, and I put it in writing, that I suspected her youngest daughter was being sexually abused. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I got arrested because I was protecting children in America. What is wrong with the picture? You got to redefine what family really means. Her youngest daughter started speaking to me on the ride to school because I became instant mom. She started asking me questions about Jesus because children are smart, children are intuitive, and she could see that I loved Jesus because I was so kind to both of the girls, even when they were rotten mean to me. I showed them grace. I showed them patience. I'm going to be a great mom if the Lord blesses me with that opportunity when my husband is reunited to me. And if not, that's okay too. She started asking questions about Jesus, and I loved it. And I told her mom right away, as soon as she started asking me questions, I said, "Hey, just to let you know, she's asking me questions about Jesus." She says, "Please refer her to me for all faith questions." I said, "Okay." It's kind of hard to do that when you're on the ride to school and your mom's not in the car. So I did the best that I could, and I said, yeah, your mom wants to be the one to speak to you about any questions related to Jesus. And one day she opens her mouth and says, "So Jesus died for us, right?" I think it was right after Easter. I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "So if Jesus died for us, then are all the dark, bad people from hell, are they able to not get us if we have Jesus in our heart?" I said, "Yeah, that's right. They're not able to harm us. Not at all. If they actually do harm us, we have eternity in heaven. Even if we die, our spirit will live on." And she was trying to, I think she was trying to understand what that meant. But she was 5 years old, right? For her to start asking those deep level questions, I know she is seeking, because she went through a lot of pain in the last 4 years of their divorce process. Terrible abuse. Terrible neglect from her mother and her father. They both did the best that they could, but they're so angry with each other instead of figuring out what's best for the kids. What I really like about Washington State, that's where I'm from originally, they have a requirement for all parents going through a divorce. Now, I don't know if it's a Democratic rule or if it was just a Washington law or what, but I had heard they have a requirement where parents actually have to go to a class, I think together, a divorce class, to help them be the best parents they could be for the kids so that they can explain to the children it's not your fault and not cause emotional damages to the kids. I don't think they require that in the state that I live in. I don't think they do. If they do, these parents probably need to take it again. I'm not sure. Not sure, but I would definitely 100% do exactly the same process of which I did the first time around. If that means that I'm protecting children that are in my care, 100%, I will get arrested again. You do it again. That's what good people do. That's what people that are protectors of children would do. If the laws are so backwards that you just listen to what anybody tells you and you just arrest anybody willy-nilly, somebody's got a problem. She made up stories. She told lies that I hacked into her Amazon account with no evidence. I've reported multiple times since 2020 being hacked into. People have personified using cyber technologies. She knew that. I told her that. But because she was concerned that she lied about being infidelitous, or whatever that word is, to her second husband and told me she wasn't giving her body away. I didn't ask her. It's none of my business. And then she got caught lying. She was embarrassed. She was humiliated. I didn't mean to humiliate anybody. That's not my job. My job is to protect children. If I am watching children, and that was my job, that was my assignment at that time, and she owes me money. And she didn't hire an HR department or a payroll department. She had a third-party company that was providing me the paychecks, but they paid me based on the hours that she submitted. And so I told her. I said, "Listen, you didn't give me any notice, and you moved your boyfriend in for my job. I'm a W-2 paid employee. You haven't even fired me. I'm guessing, since you haven't given me any hours, and it's been almost 2 weeks, that you've let me go, since you've stopped all communications. So I need you to write the check and mail it to my address on file." That was why I got arrested. So I can't wait to go to court and just show the evidence. And the lawyers are very eager to put this lady away. If she's not already put away. She's wasted the government a lot of money. She got a man kicked out of the military for a problem that she caused. And she broke a lot of the laws that the Democratic Party believes in, leaving a loaded weapon on the floor with her children unattended 2 years before I met them, at 3 years old and 9 years old, while she was taking a bath. Not a responsible parent, was planning and training her child to be a sociopathic killer to the second man in her life that she lied to about the first man and he decided not to do everything her way, and so she trained her daughter to hate him and told her daughter lies, and I believe was training her daughter to have this man killed. Psychopath. That is a psychopathic person. She needs to be put away in a locked facility with medications and with supervised visitation of her children, and I told her that. I have no problem telling people the truth. That's why President Trump likes me, I think, because he tells people the truth as well. And that is my professional opinion. I'm not a licensed psychologist. I don't need to be. I'm about to get 13 honorary PhDs October 17th, 2023, in a variety of industries for all of the added value to the world I've provided as the Global Mental Health Ambassador. I will be officially crowned in public next year, when President Trump gets back in office. We will privately sign contracts, non-disclosure contracts, October 17th, with the money in the contract. And we will forgive 100% the man with his legal name that disrespected me and was paid over $1 million from the Illuminati Group, over 800 acres, between 800 and 850 acres. He told me of a range of acreage, so I don't know what the number was. He was paid to ruin my reputation after killing me didn't work. We're going to forgive that man. We're never going to say his name aloud unless he breaks the contract. And even still, we're not going to just say his name publicly. We're going to set up a meeting within 48 hours of all the people in the meeting and discuss the concerns that we have and tighten up our ship to keep unity intact in America. Now, I'm willing to show a lot of mercy to people that don't deserve it, because none of us deserve mercy from the Father. None of us. If we sinned one time, what we deserve is death. That is what the scriptures say that I believe in. And so the more mercy we show to others, the more mercy is shown to us. And I had a terrible past before I truly, fully committed to the Father. And I think he's shown me a lot of extra mercy because of all of the chronic abuse I experienced in my childhood, and I wasn't protected. And the vulnerabilities that it has caused in my lifetime. I take full responsibility for my choices in my life. And I try my best to teach others to not go through the same pains. I don't wish abuse on any children. I don't think that it's a good thing. It definitely has built my resiliency muscles. And I wouldn't change it for myself, but I don't wish children to be abused. I don't wish slavery on anyone. My husband has been forced into slavery from this organization he asked to retire from. President Biden's team, or somebody's team, I don't know whose team, that's above my pay grade, they tried to have us killed last year when they illegally traced a phone call after forcing my friend to disassociate from me that was my nonprofit business partner, and I had known her for 7 years when she was an active duty officer of over 20 years of military service, and they didn't like that. I was growing my nonprofit out of nothing. They were jealous because they paid a lot of money to have other people win this contest. So they've broken all kinds of laws in the last 3 years. October 17th will be the 3-year contract. It's up. Everything that was stolen will be repaid times 10. I can't wait. We got 52 days left. I can't wait. I'm so grateful. I'm so incredibly grateful. I have seen the Lord's bring into mind. I don't watch the news per se. There are different people in my community that are introducing me to different websites that are releasing, I would say, right-wing information. So I still take it with a grain of salt that everybody's got an agenda, right? They've got a goal to get you to believe in a certain narrative. It's good to be informed. It's good to have accurate news with multiple sources of validity, right? That's what journalists are supposed to do. But there's a lot of evil, satanic people that have been bought out from this child sex slavery thing that's all around the world. And I remember it might have been like when I logged into my Outlook email address, and then when I logged out, it automatically pops up with, I think, MSN. I don't know if they're partnered with them or if somebody owns somebody, but I remember seeing there was a mafia leader that had been arrested in Ireland, I think it was. This was, oh gosh, what month was this, Father? I think this was right when I was being targeted, where they geo-targeted using satellite interceptions, illegally targeted my bank account after I provided a free therapy experience for Western and Eastern medicine medical providers that work with veterans and first responders. I had $225,000 on the invite list for free. It was my second ever executed real entertainment therapy experience that we developed together. There was a community of people that helped step up, moved their time, their schedules around for me, and said yes, because there were so many people that were willing to be a part of it. It was such a world history changing experience. And then right after that, my bank account was targeted. They sent me a fake job opportunity to be a brand ambassador. They targeted a hospital that had already experienced bank, bank fraud on a different account. And they targeted a real international business that was part of my favorite style of food preference that the Democratic Party's top security guy knew about when he came to my house because he bought me dinner. I didn't think I was this big of a deal, but apparently they see me as a threat. And right around that time, I was trying to log into the email account, and they locked me out. I think that's when it was. When this mafia leader from, I think it was Ireland, or it might have been Scotland, one of those places, had been arrested. I was like, that's weird. What's going on over there? Now, you don't want to mess with the mafia. Like, they have a reputation for a reason. So people are arresting people in the mafia. What's going on? I watch a lot of crime shows and whatnot, and I had dated a little bit in 2021. I tried my best to take a year off of dating, but for us women, we have these time clocks, especially if we desire to have children. Even if we don't, everybody asks us, "So, when are you getting? You're getting kind of old." And in 2021, let's see, I'm 37 now, and it's 2023, so I would have been 35, going on 36. And what the research stated for the longest time, unless you are the mega rich, that if you have children after 35, it's increased risk for Down syndrome. And nobody wants to have a child that is delayed if you can help it. Now, I love all people of all abilities because I think we can learn how to be more kind and loving. They are the happiest, most joyful people. That's what I've experienced. I don't judge anybody. If I'm going to give birth to my own child, I don't want to put my child at risk for having delayed cognitive abilities based on a choice of how old or how young I am. That's what the research states. That's what it says. It sucks, but that was my reality. And I had this desire to have children. I never had that desire in my 20s at all because I was afraid that I would have children and they would be abused. And I would have no clue as the truth. I had told that to my middle brother. I told him that was why I never had any desire to have kids, because I thought that I would be a failure of a parent before I even tried. And I don't desire to hurt anybody's kids, especially my own. And I had a huge heart change when he had his child, and I could see what a great father he was. An incredible dad. I only got to visit a couple times because he lived across the country. But I knew the example that he learned from. Our father was so disconnected from us in the household because he was so depressed. To see how good of a father my brother was, that was a choice he made. And so I saw that and I said, maybe I could be a good parent too. And my mom is a great parent, but she didn't know that I was being abused for 4 years under her care. How did she not know that? How did she not ever bring it up? Ask questions. I went to one psychiatrist, one time, at 5 years old. Because another family got involved in a situation. I wrote about it in a blog. So, this whole Move Happy mission is about helping people with depression for all categories. And I share the truth. I share with parents how to protect your kids. I share with first responders how to protect your mind and how to train yourself to be cognizant of your coworkers, because you're 10 times more likely to end your life because of what you experience and you see. And I imagine there's a lot of first responders that get called to domestic violence situations in homes where kids are involved. Parents are maybe harming their kids, and then you have to go home and see how broken the system is in the U.S. or in other nations. People are trying, but this nasty organization that's harming children is making so much money, and they're getting away with it because there's so many people in power that are allowing it to happen, and they're using their powers and their influence for evil. That's why I was targeted, because I speak the truth, and I don't believe in harming of children. And for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit said to talk about the topic. Mafia means family. I don't know what that means exactly, other than the Lord's army is stronger than the enemy's. Just one of the angels of the Old Testament, just one of them, slayed 125,000 men. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I have over 1,250,000 angels from all over the world that guard and protect me. You have not because you ask not. So I'm learning to ask, and I'm getting more intentional about praying for people very specifically that are in need. And I'm asking the Lord to send some of my angels to people. And I know He will do it because my faith is strong and I'm heavily connected to Him. And I married a good man last year and they tried to kill us both. And his associations are all over the world. And they guard and protect me. All I know is that they're veterans and they're first responders. I don't know what organizations they're a part of. I don't know their names, their skin tone, their age, their race, their religious belief. All I know is that they love and protect children and families at all cost. And I imagine that many of them believe in Jesus Christ, but maybe some of them have different faith systems. Because that's the beautiful thing about being an American, is you have the freedom to choose whatever religion you so choose, and you're legally not allowed to be discriminated against. I, however, in the last 3 years have been heavily discriminated against as a woman openly with depression, protected under the American Disabilities Act. They have not protected me. They have used my information against me, forced me into mental health leave, forced me to change jobs, blocked me from making money for 3 years, and tried to kill my husband and me last year out of jealousy when he asked to retire from this group. That's the level of evil. That is the level of evil that is in power all around the world that is abducting children. So if anybody says anything bad about President Trump, or anyone that is relevantly related to protecting kids, you need to be on high alert. Who are they getting paid from? Ask for transcripts of all of their bank accounts. The lady that got me falsely arrested, she told me that she had to change her bank accounts 5 separate times because her husband's buddies kept hacking into her account. Now, I don't think his buddies were doing that. I think she was doing some shady illegal activities and she didn't want him to see how much money she had. I went through a divorce before. We had to show our money. And my ex, he moved our entire bank account during the divorce process illegally. And the courts didn't do nothing for me because I was broke and he had money. I know she's doing some shady activities. She got him kicked out. She didn't pay me. She's not paying a lot of people. Telling lies to O.J. Simpson's lawyer. Cry me a river. Showing face at the church, forcing her daughter to get baptized for the Facebook photo because the mayor of our town follows her account. It's all going to backfire on her, unfortunately. Now, I don't wish evil or harm on anybody. However, if you are intentionally harming children, especially your own, in order to gain some status or some money, or to win an argument against another adult, the Lord will not allow you to do that. The Lord is in charge of protecting the children, and He has assigned me to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, all around the world, there are people that are fed up with all the nasty sex slavery going on, all the disrespect to families. The rich are going to be moving their money out of their bank accounts. And so many of them don't identify themselves as being rich because they know if they say they're rich, then that puts them at risk for being targeted. Well, guess what? Guess what? I'm rich in spirit. I'm rich in friends. I'm rich in health, even though I haven't been allowed to go to the doctors from a car accident that I was in almost 2 months ago. The only thing I got was an x-ray. Yeah, I've had to move my physical therapy appointments because insurance companies are being so cheap. And I wasn't able to get back to my day job because I can't go to my day job if I'm going to physical therapy appointments because my day job was a traveling job. And even the day job was refusing to give me information on my supplemental accidental insurance that I was paying for over a month and a half. I just got the correct information yesterday. No apologies, nothing. There's a lot of companies that have messed up. But I'm choosing to let it go because I can't do anything about it. And I'm choosing to say thank you to those that are stepping up and helping me. Don't be broke in America or in any first world country because nobody cares if you're poor. Nobody cares. But guess what? Jesus Christ, He was homeless. He never concerned Himself about where He was going to eat or sleep because His faith was so strong and He was creating miracle after miracle wherever He went that people asked Him, invited Him to their homes because He was healing their families and He was teaching them what was most important in life, and I come from His bloodline. So if you desire to know this Father that I know and have this personal relationship with Him where you can call on Him and He can be your mafia, your family at any point in time. You can reach out to Him directly. You don't have to talk to an intercessor in order to be able to connect with Him. You don't have to pray to the saints or to Mary. You can pray directly to the Father. That's what Jesus Christ allowed us to do when He died and rose again. You could do that at any time, but there's no time like the present. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely. Thank You. Father, I ask You to give me this gift of salvation. I ask You to come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in Your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And Father, do you want me to ask for anything? He says, nope, you've done enough. Okay. Well, I thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I'm gonna close it off with my tagline. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.